AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 1 year after the Capitol riot, President Biden was on Capitol Hill.
The way you have to heal, you have to recognize the extent of the wound. You can't pretend.
The president didn't mention former President Donald Trump by name, but he condemned what he called Trump's big lie about the 2020 election.
He built his lie over months. Wasn't based on any facts. He was just looking for an excuse, a pretext, to cover for the truth. He's not just a former president. He's a defeated former president.
Former President Trump responded, saying the president is trying to further divide the country. The AP Sagar Magani reports Republicans have been largely absent today.
Some, like Senator Lindsey Graham, are accusing President Biden of overly politicizing the remembrance. Others, including House members Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, continue spreading false election claims. Congress's top two GOP leaders are also absent today. The only two Republicans seen in the House chamber for a moment of silence, Liz Cheney and the man whose seat she now holds, her dad, the former vice president.
It's not a leadership that resembles any of the folks I knew when I was here for 10 years.
Liz Cheney told NBC's Today Show too many GOP colleagues still embrace Donald Trump and minimize the danger he poses.
The threat continues.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The leader of the World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases around the world is rising too quickly.
The tsunami of cases is so huge and quick that it is overwhelming health systems around the world.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus did note the number of deaths has declined. Carnival season has started in New Orleans with virus restrictions in place. Last year's parades in New Orleans were canceled. This is AP News. Film director Peter Bogdanovich has died of natural causes. He was 82. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
You boys can get on out of here. I don't want to have no more to do with you.
Peter Bogdanovich became a big name in Hollywood after the success of the 1971 film The Last Picture Show. He was 32 at the time. It earned 8 Oscar nominations and won 2. He followed that with the comedy What's Up, Doc? And the road trip film Paper Moon. Bogdanovich said in a 2002 AP interview, despite his success, he got newfound fame for playing Elliot on The Sopranos.
People who wouldn't normally recognize me as a film director suddenly recognize me as the guy on The Sopranos. Oh, he's the guy on The Sopranos.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The CDC says 5 Americans died of rabies last year, the largest number in a decade. The agency says some of those people didn't realize they had been infected or refused life-saving shots. Rabies is caused by a virus that invades the central nervous system and is usually fatal in animals and humans. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.